It's now time for the most sublime 2+ minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another fun-filled edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team Show. I've gone 3 straight weeks of losing at least one of my games. Please, please tell me that I ended that streak last week with a perfect week. Let's go to the tape.
Sorry, Spartan fans. Give me Maryland over MSU 34-24.
Talk about little rolls. Close.
End zone and touchdown. Raheem Jarrett.
Give me Michigan over Iowa 34-10.
Turns and hands it to Blake Corum, running right, hesitates, makes a man miss, and he's going to walk into the end zone, John. Blake Corum from 19 yards out.
Rock and roll.
Give me the Lions over the Seahawks 23-28.
They're going to run it and get the first down. Rashad Penny, touchdown, Seahawks.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
The Lions scored 45 points and still lost. So my overall record improves to 14-4. But you know me, I'm never pleased unless I provide you with prognosticating precision. Also, I'm picking a bonus college and a bonus pro game this week because I need the challenge. Yes, I'm going to pick another NFL game, despite the fact that 50 of the 64 NFL games have been within one score in the fourth quarter, the most ever through the first 4 weeks of the season. One would shy away from picking multiple NFL games, but not yours truly. I like the action. Here are this week's picks. First, Kansas. Yes, Kansas faces TCU in a battle of unbeatens in the Big 12. TCU ekes out a close one here in Lawrence, but if Kansas wins, they become bowl eligible for the first time in 14 years. Give me TCU over Kansas 35-30. The self-immolating Michigan State Spartans limp back to East Lansing after getting beaten and battered at Maryland. The Spartans have lost 3 straight and now welcome in the third-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes this Saturday at 4 p.m. Now, I'll admit I underestimated how much of an impact Kenneth Walker III had on the Spartans program last year. I thought MSU had other solid running backs to lead the green and white offense, but I was wrong. And on defense, they still can't stop the pass. That doesn't bode well when facing Brutus. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud is going to have a field day with that Swiss cheese Spartans pass defense. Give me Ohio State over MSU 42-17. The fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines play their second straight road game this Saturday when they visit the Indiana Hoosiers, with coverage beginning at 11 a.m. on 790 a.m. Now, the Wolverines have recorded some memorable wins against Indiana in the past.
He throws down to the fire!
Those are nice memories, but don't expect a close game this time around. This week, they will get the passing game going and look for Donovan Edwards to put up some impressive numbers. If Michigan gets through Indiana unblemished, it will set up a potential top 10 Big Ten barn burner between the Maize and Blue and Penn State in Ann Arbor next week. Give me Michigan over Indiana 38-16. In the NFL, I've got an upset special with the Dallas Cowboys at the LA Rams this Sunday. Matt Stafford and the Rams are playing discombobulated football. The Cowboys are rolling along, winning 3 in a row, and they'll win 4 straight with CMU standout Cooper Rush under center. Give me the Cowboys over the Rams 23-20. And finally, your never say die until they ultimately die. Detroit Lions visit Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots with kickoff at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The offense is downright entertaining and lethal. And by the way, the Lions are the first team since the merger in 1970 to lead the NFL in points scored and in points allowed. And that's Detroit Lions football in a nutshell. Now, they could really pull off the upset here since the Patriots will count on their third-string quarterback, but until this atrocious Lions defense makes a play or two, I just can't pick Detroit. Give me the Patriots over the Lions 26-24. So I've got TCU over Kansas, Ohio State over MSU, Michigan over Indiana, the Cowboys over the Rams, and the Patriots over the Lions. That's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.